Martin's World. Soon, the nation will burst with song and celebration of the life, life's work, triumphs, and sacrifice of Martin Luther King Jr. Alas, the sad truth is that they will be celebrating and singing about a man who did not exist. Now, I don't mean that King didn't live. I mean that the man shown in books, in news accounts, and is taught of, if taught at all, in school books, didn't exist. He was, like all men, complex. He could be serious or funny, elated or depressed, according to his mood, and what challenges he faced. He wasn't a saint, his sister Christine King Ferris said, but an average, ordinary man. What made him extraordinary was the movement of which he was a part, and which he partly led. In essence, the freedom struggle made Martin L. King, and not the reverse. He became, through that struggle, far more radical than he would have been without it. The King you see and hear today is like Hollywood, softened, sweetened, and made digestible for mass consumption. Today's King is, I have a dream, cool and cerebral, easy to take. The man himself, just weeks after his historic Beyond Vietnam speech, where he condemned U.S. government violence in the Vietnam War, racism, materialism, and capitalism, was telling his staff on retreat, I can't be neutral on this, adding, the word of God is upon me, and it's like fire shut up in my bones, and I just have to tell it. War, racism, and poverty weren't just wrongs, they were evils. He caught the full brunt of criticism, attack, and condemnation from the so-called liberal press, like the Washington Post, and many of his allies who joined up to shout him down, saying he should stick to civil rights and not war, racism, or poverty. He was a giant of a man because he stood with the bombed, the poor, and the dispossessed. And yet, several weeks ago, here in a prison, I heard something that stunned me. A young man, about 20, approached an older man with the following question. Hey, old head, was Martin Luther King a rapper? From Imprison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.